Welcome to the 5 a.m. call, where the best dreams happen when you are awake. This is the first step to being successful in your business and achieving the growth you desire in your life. But it doesn't have to stop here. It's why we created BAMX, our platform for you to be the professional you need to be in this uncertain market. Not articles behind a paywall that only pontificate what you should think and do, but education that actually shows you how to do what you need in today's market. Every day, we continue to add more content to BAMX and our private Facebook community. Content that works. Content that our members have exclusive access to daily. That's why over 1,500 of you and climbing have joined us in BAMX. Use code 5AM and join the thousands of agents taking their business to the next level today. Code 5AM for 10% off. See you in BAMX.
Good morning, 5AM friends. Today is Friday, March 8th, 2024, and this is Lisa Chinati calling in from Boston, Massachusetts to wrap up the first full week of March with 5 a.m. calls. I feel like I say this each and every week when we get to Friday, but man, am I glad that this week is over. You know that meme of a rooster that looks like it's seen better days and says, "It's been a rough week, but I made it. How about you?" Well, that meme is pretty fitting for how I feel right about now. Here's my moment of honesty. My schedule ran me this week. Typically, I own my schedule like nobody's business. But this week, I did not do so well with that. It started off well enough Monday morning, but by the time lunchtime on Monday rolled around, I was all sorts of off track. It was a giant mess created by the perfect storm of things. A new staff member joining the team, one staff member out sick, a family member debating whether to submit an offer on a new home, and I got sucked into a whole bunch of got a minutes. Then, if I'm honest, there was just an electric buzz around the office as a bunch of agents were really digging into some big goals. I got to spend some time with them really chatting about those things, and it was more exciting than making the calls that I was already slightly behind on. Tuesday, I got to the office, opened my CRM, prepared to make the calls, to find myself with over 80 past due follow-ups. So when an agent asked me to role play, I said yes. And when someone else asked me if I wanted to grab a cup of coffee, I said yes. I made some dials and then found it much more fun to launch a confetti cannon or two and engage in the fun and fuckery around the office. Wednesday and Thursday were more of the same. Unplanned phone calls, unexpected guests at the office, seemingly endless got-a-minutes, and saying yes to things that I would normally say no to. When I left the office yesterday, I had over 130 past due follow-ups in my own personal CRM and a list of 57 new contacts that I still needed to call. My schedule ran me. By saying yes to all of the things that weren't in my schedule, I was saying no to completing the calls that I know I should have been doing. And so here I am at a crossroads. My husband is driving to Connecticut to pick up my daughter for spring break this afternoon. I was looking forward to spending the weekend relaxing with her before we leave for Amsterdam on Tuesday, but since I'll be out of the office most of next week, I have limited time to both get caught up on all my past due calls, in addition to the calls that I have scheduled for the time that I'm in my office next week. Got to keep my head down today. If I can complete 100 of the dials on my list, I can take the weekend off. If I don't complete 100 dials, I will have to spend some time this weekend getting caught up. So this week was a really good reminder for me. Every time we say yes to something, we are also saying no to something else. This can have so many interpretations, both personally and professionally. For me, this week was a combination of both the things that can derail a schedule. First, I got distracted and lost my focus. I didn't hold myself accountable to my activities and daily goals as I normally would. And second, I didn't say no to the extra requests, the got-a-minutes, the unplanned phone calls, and all of it. Some of it, I just felt guilty saying no to. Some of it was not wanting to disappoint people. Some of it was honestly that it just seemed easier to say yes. I'm betting that a lot of you can relate to some or all of this. So I thought that I would use this morning's call as a reminder for me and for everyone else that not only is it okay to say no, sometimes it's a good thing to say no. And some of the strategies that I typically use in these types of situations. So to get started, you need to determine when you should say no. Sometimes we say yes because we don't know what we want. Other times, we simply need to gather ourselves enough to speak up. Give your permission to think about whether the request is something that you should decline. When you really feel stuck and can't decide whether you should say yes or no, ask yourself a few questions. Will saying yes prevent me from focusing on something that's more important? Does this potential project, opportunity, or activity align with my values, beliefs, and goals? What are my core values, beliefs, and current goals? Will saying yes make me even more tired or make me feel burnt out? Will saying yes be good for my mental health? In the past, when I have said yes, then ended up regretting it. Is there a certain situation or challenge that would make it difficult for me to say no? How can I limit that? Coming to the decision is step one, but actually saying no is step two. And that may be the part where most of us struggle the most because we don't want to offend anyone or be seen in a negative way. So here are my quick tips. Be crystal clear. A wishy-washy answer can make the conversation awkward and confuse the person making the request. They might think, do they want me to make another suggestion or accommodations? An unclear no opens the door for additional requests. Use words like, I'm sorry, I can't. Unfortunately, I need to pass. I am not able to do that. Avoid phrases like, I don't know, I'm not sure, and maybe. Extend gratitude for the ask, especially when you respect the person who's made the request. Things like, thank you for the ask. I'm honored that you thought of me. I am so grateful for consideration. You can always add explanation for why you're saying no, but remember that you never have to. No can stand by itself. When applicable, feel free to add an alternative. It can be an alternative time, location, or even an alternative resource. And finally, it's always okay to say maybe. So for me today, I am armed and ready. I appreciate that you asked me to do blank. Unfortunately, I need to say no at this moment. But if I can complete 100 dials, then I'm all in to do blank. TGIF, my friends, TGIF.